right back into the legislative session. We're close to the midway point, close enough to the midway point to start getting those check-ins to see how things are going over on the other side of downtown. Joining us right now from the National Federation for Independent Business is Dawn McVeigh. Dawn, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Doing very well this morning. All right. What does NFIB have their eyes on for the legislative session, and how are things progressing?
Well, a little bit of everything, as right. usual. But, you know, I don't know how much progress is going on. No, we have a committee this morning, House Labor's meeting, and discussing a minimum wage increase, which we will be opposing again this year. So that's the big ticket item today in front of mind. You know, small business owners really can't afford a 38% labor cost increase right now for those that they do have on minimum wage. But the bottom line really to that is that nobody's paying minimum wage. That's kind of the punchline of the whole thing. Honestly, it's frustrating.
You know, in Governor John Bel Edwards' Ask the Governor show last month, he basically said that.
Yeah.
He said it's imperative to raise the minimum wage so that people can afford to pay their bills. And then within the next minute or two, right. said, but nobody really makes minimum wage anymore.
Exactly.
I don't, honestly, Dawn, shouldn't it be the goal is to make minimum wage moot?
It is. And honestly, it is at this point, because it should be the goal. And, you know, hopefully when we get a new governor in the mansion next year, it won't be anybody that has made a campaign promise mm-hmm. to do this. And that's why it's been a perennial issue, because this governor made it a campaign promise, and it should have never been involved in that, because the state has never had a state minimum wage. We've always followed the federal, and our folks tell us that they pay well above minimum wage. But if you do that, you increase that bottom floor, you're going to have to increase the other wages. And you know, that's the point that the government just doesn't seem to get. And so really it is a moot point. It's totally unnecessary, especially post-COVID. You know, small businesses are paying, you know, have been increasing wages since we got back to being open, mm-hmm. you know, just to attract workers to come back. So that has created that situation, and that's what the market does. So let the market do what it's going to do, and don't try to fulfill a campaign promise on the backs of small business owners.
Now, this thing, I don't know for certain, based off of the political makeup of the committee. I don't know if it's going to move out of committee based off of politics, but it is important to remember that moving out of committee doesn't necessarily mean it's a bill that's supported. It just means that it's a bill that procedurally needs to take the next step.
Sure. And that's the whole role of the committee mm-hmm. structure is to vet bills and determine whether or not they deserve a debate by the full floor. And we certainly believe that this one does not.
What else are y'all looking at?
Well, there's a couple of bills moving that are good. There's a disclosure and litigation financing bill just came out of the Senate yesterday, and we're glad to see it moving. You know, you and I've talked before, you know, Louisiana is one of the top 10 judicial hell holes in the country. And, you know, it's frustrating because of the tort, you know, tax, basically, you know, when you look at what Louisiana citizens pay associated with litigation costs overall, just through higher insurance rates, higher cost across the board in different areas, you know, it's because of the cost of litigation in our state. And so there's bill moving. It just basically says that if you're involved in a lawsuit and you have somebody financing it, you need to disclose that. And so that the judge and jury and everyone is aware of what's going on, is that there's financing involved in it. And in some cases, you know, financing is necessary if you depending on your situation and depending on the lawsuit. But really, if somebody's backing a law, the cost of a lawsuit, everybody should know about it. So that's a good disclosure bill, good transparency bill. Doesn't do anything other than that. And we believe that's an important thing that needs to happen in our state.
We're talking with Dawn McVeigh from the National Federation for Independent Business about the ongoing legislative session. Dawn, there's been a lot of talk about changing up or affecting the ways that small business is taxed in Louisiana. Have we seen any significant movement on that front that could actually do some good in the real world?
I don't think so. I don't really. It all remains to be seen. That's the big question mark of this session. You know, we are in a fiscal session. The whole point of the session was to deal with tax code and taxing, and we certainly hoped that there would be a greater push out of the gate. Unfortunately, there's been a lot of talk about spending money. I think you had Representative Zerang on earlier to talk about the budget. Look, our budget continues to grow every year, and at some point we've got to stop spending at the state level and start returning tax dollars to the taxpayers. So there's a lot to be talked about. I think the conversations are happening and they're good, and hopefully they will lead to some real reform in the next term. But unfortunately, I'll be shocked if anything really monumental comes out of this session. But I've been shocked before, so.
We get Dawn McVay on. Dawn, it's also Small Business Week overall. What does y'all's organization do during Small Business Week to kind of help raise awareness or rally the cause?
Yeah, we, you know, just talking about small business issues, you know, with folks like you and reminding folks to go out and support their small business owners in their communities, because without your small business owner, you probably wouldn't have everything you needed to get through daily life, really. You know, so we need those folks out there and their doors open. But also, you know, we have an event. The governor's office does an event every year this week. So this evening they have a small business awards, the Governor's Small Business Awards, and we're recognizing one of our members out of New Orleans area who has been a member for quite a while and active in Bart's office. They're a great member, and they do office moving and such. And you know, they're a great example of a great small business, been around for over 40 years and family run. You know, so we're excited to be a part of that. And, you know, at the end of the day, from, you know, kind of like what our message to Washington is the same in Louisiana, you know, do no harm. You know, let's continue to do things that are positive for small business as opposed to negative. And of course, you know, the president has proposed significant tax increases. So we don't really think that's very friendly to small business and not a good way to celebrate Small Business Week. So, so there's that. But you know, we really are excited to, you know, have a week dedicated to talk about small business. So that's always a positive thing. But again, you know, we need to support these folks year round.
Oh, we're talking with Dawn McVay from NFIB. Dawn, I got to ask you about the different tax credits that are out there and debated on, you know, seemingly repeatedly from our state legislature. So while we can't get it right to have the whole base way we do things done the right way, there's a million different little tax credits that kind of help ease the burden a little bit, whether that be through ITAP or we had a lot of discussion about the film tax credit earlier in the week. Where does NFIB come down on these individual tax credits? Because I feel like y'all would be in a unique spot to love and hate all of them.
Exactly, which is why we are neutral.
Okay.
So, yeah, we've asked our members on multiple occasions about, you know, different tax credits. We've asked about the ITAP. None of, you know, they don't use it. It's a very big program. You know, a lot of them don't use it. and then, you know, the various different ones. Look, you said it right when you started out. We can't get our tax code right, so we do these other things. But in doing these other things, you create winners and losers. So not every small business is going to qualify for one of the myriad of tax credits out there, you know. So then you're creating a winner and loser situation, and that's why we just kind of stay out of it. You know, there obviously, you know, I think there's been some value to a lot of different versions of these different programs. But, you know, if there's a program, that means there's paperwork, there's, you know, a whole process that goes on beyond that. And that is what small businesses don't have time for and they don't want to be involved with. You know, they don't want a government program. You know, they want to have a tax code that's fair, flat, simple, you know, easy to understand, so that their in-house person or their CPA accountant person can help them get their taxes filed and do the right thing. You know, creating a tax code situation where you have all these tax credits, again, you know, there's obviously some value to the state, you know, movie tax credit. You know, I was part of Governor Foster's administration when we passed the first movie tax credit, first version of the movie tax credit, you know. So it's a great tool. It was a great boon for the state. Obviously, and then people wanted to copy what we were doing, you know. So there was so many good things happening with that, and you certainly see the small business impact of the what that movie credit has done. You know, a lot of small businesses have cropped up from it, and that's great and wonderful. And we should have, you know, an economy that supports that anyway. So the bottom line is on tax credits, we just stay out of it because, again, it does create winners and losers. And that's not really the tax code that we need in our state.
Fair enough. Well, we appreciate the update. We will check back in closer to the end of the session as a few of these items get closer to the finish line. She is Dawn McVay with NFIB. Happy Small Business Week, Dawn.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Brian.